Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. This is a walk of faith this week. Yes, it is. We have stepped into the 3 weeks of mourning, or the 3 weeks called Between the Straits, in accordance with Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3, which says, Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwells among the heathen. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. What does that mean? Between Zom Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which is July 13th and August 3rd this year on the Gregorian calendar, this is the 3 weeks of mourning that take place in Israel. As we remember, July 13th or Tammuz 17, Zom Tammuz, is the day that the Israelites came before the base of the mountain. And Moses was called by God to come down the mountain quickly because the people were worshiping a golden calf. They had forgotten their identity. They had walked away from who God had called them to be. They had forgotten they were a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And they had stepped in to a place of not knowing their identity. That then caused them, in that short amount of time waiting for Moses to come down, to begin to go back to the past and how they used to do things in the past, and they started worshiping idols. So it's the beginning of a time of mourning, because the month of Tammuz is named after a Babylonian god, so that the Israelites will remember that they worshiped a golden calf, and it was an abomination to God. God was trying to raise them up. God was trying to take them into the establishment of a covenant that he had made with them as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. But instead, they had made a choice in this time of waiting to go back to old patterns, to return to the practices of Egypt, and to begin to worship a golden calf. And so this is a time where we need to recognize that we have the same tendencies. We may go backwards in our times of waiting. And listen, July is that time. It is a time of rest all throughout the world. It's a time where people take off on vacations. Business slows down. Finances slow down. It's a Shabbat time for many people, but it's also a time of great testing of our faith. Because of how it is slow in many ways, you have to really rest in the fact that God has established a covenant with you for the planned purpose and destiny that he has for you. He has established works that were written prior to the foundation of the world, good works that you should walk in them. And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And so it's a time where we have to remember that God has properly positioned us as a people to step into purpose and destiny. But we are being worked on during this time. And so it can be a time of fasting. It can be a time of prayer. In Israel, there will be great fasting on July 13th, as well as August 3rd, or Tisha B'Av. There is a lot of calamities, a lot of difficulties that happen during this period of time. And there is, not only historically, but there also is from even just a natural perspective. Like, we may begin to see certain things happening in and around Israel over the next 3 weeks, because it is traditionally that time and season. I want to read some scriptures to you, because indeed God is taking us to a place of resting in him during this time, seeking after him. He wants us to remain established in the covenant. He wants us to remain in what it is that he has already said about us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, with which God has ordained." He has before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, now this is really important. This means that even in this slow time in your life, this is a time where God has strategically positioned you to live in a place of faith, knowing that God has written good things for you that are coming. And I can tell you now, August 1st through the 15th is a promotion time. So you are now in a quiet time. It is a walk of faith. It is a time of listening to the Lord. If there's things that need to be repented of, there's proper positioning for your promise that is happening right now, because declarations of the promise come August 1st through the 15th. It's that way every single year. So this may seem like a downtime this week and maybe even over the next couple of weeks, but it is going to shoot up rather quickly. Take this time to hear from the Lord about what changes need to be made as He is preparing for you the power to walk in an established covenant with Him. And this walk is by grace through faith alone, not that any man should boast. We know that from Ephesians chapter 2 as well. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love in which He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace we have been saved." By God's grace, by His unmerited favor upon a group of people that are sinners, that were dead in their sins, that had transgressed against Him, He in His grace saved us by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, be buried and resurrected, that we might be reconciled unto God. Verse 6, this is one of my favorite verses. You guys know this if you follow the ministry. "He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So not only have we been saved through His grace by faith, but we've also been raised up. We have been put in a position of increase. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And this is what we have to remember during this time, because this is a very, very crucial time. It's a time in which our faith may waver because things go silent, things go quiet, things don't move as fast. You may have even planned for certain things and they got cut off. You may have your eyes on opportunity and you may be worshiping things that are not right in your life. And it is during this time that God tears down the idols. He does not even want you to worship an opportunity that is before you. He wants you to worship Him and serve Him only. So it's a time where we remember, not only have we been saved by His grace through our faith in Jesus Christ, through our faith in God's goodness, but He has also raised us up and seated with Him in heavenly places. Why? This is verse 7, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, "that in the ages to come," and we're living in those ages now, okay? This was written right after Jesus's resurrection, okay? So many years after that, right? So we, "that God might show in the ages to come His exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Come on, we serve a good God. He's a kind God. And we are living in the ages where He is showing the riches of His grace in His kindness toward us. "For by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now listen, this is where I want you to keep your head straight on over the next couple of weeks, all right? It is by His grace, through faith, that you not only have been saved, but that every work that was written before the foundation of the world about you, you are created in God, you're God's workmanship. You are created good for good works that He ordained beforehand. Listen, what are we worried about? Somebody needs to help me out in this place right now, because we get so worried. We get so caught up in what we can only see in front of us. But listen, God says, "I need you to know my goodness. I need you to know my love. I need you to know that I have properly positioned you for a future and for a destiny." Come on, somebody needs to share this. See, I know sometimes in our downtimes, and this happens periodically, right? About every 6 to 8 weeks, God is calling us again to a repentance time before promotion. This is on the Hebrew calendar. If you follow my book, you'll understand these cycles. And so this is a down cycle for an upswing that's coming in August. Now listen, God is good, and we have been given His grace through faith. Now that's extremely important, because whose grace do you have? You have His grace through faith. In other words, you have His unmerited favor upon your life, that through remembering what Jesus has done, through remembering His love for us, we catapult ourselves into a realm of faith that takes us through these difficult times, takes us through these times of stripping, crushing. Come on, this is tumultuous to move. There is a lot in this month that makes things difficult. But let me tell you, you can ease your pain when you know that you have God's unmerited favor and His grace upon your life to properly position you to step into the purpose and destiny that God has for you. He's stirring things. He's bringing you to a place of humility by His grace through faith. Now listen, this is not so that you can boast in anything, right? It is so you would know that God is your provider. Come on. Jehovah Jireh, your provider. God is the one that positions you for your promise. It is not how hard you work. It is not your ingenuity. It is not your creativity. It is not your pocketbook. It is not how good you think things are that you make happen, because you don't. The power of your own hands has not made things happen for you. Come on. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8. But God positions you to establish His covenant. Now listen, this is something we can rest in. God just wants to establish His covenant with us. That's extremely important. Listen, I'd rather be so connected with God through His gift of faith upon my life and His grace that I might know that I am in covenant with Him as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. He has written a good story about my life. I'm stepping into that story. I'd rather live in that power than trying to work out the power of my own hands to bring wealth upon my life. And that means wealth as in just anything, any power, any strength, any relationships, any opportunities. These things God does not want us to worship when we come into the promised land. But the promised land is about knowing He is the promise, and it is by His grace upon our lives and the fact that He wanted to make covenant with us. When we believe in that, then we catapult ourselves into a realm of faith. This realm of faith says God is good. He will not abandon me. He will not leave me. He will not forsake me. He has written a good story. And this story was written before any day came to be. And I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared in advance for me to do. Come on, somebody needs to repeat that. Write down Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and run that through in your head. You need that during this time, because this is a time of testing. See, the enemy is going to get you to look right now at everything that's in front of you. If you put your arm out in front of you, come on, if you stretch your arm out in front of you, just the length of your arm is all you can see right now. But I'm telling you, within a couple of weeks, promotion is here, August 1st to the 15th. Even though Tisha B'Av comes on August 3rd, God promotes His people the 1st through the 15th of August, all right? And so right now, He's kind of tearing down the temple, but listen, He's getting ready to build it in the month of Elul. So this is a tearing down for a rebuild. It is time that God works on us. Listen, He does this about four times a year. We cannot escape it. It's simply how it works. I'm just here to help you get through these low times. Come on. I'm here to help you. Listen, I'm going through it too. Come on. I'm not ministering to you from a place where I'm like high and lofty and things do not touch me. Are you kidding me? Things are touching me all the time, but I know where I've been, where I'm presently at, and where I'm going, because I understand the Hebrew calendar. So listen, here's another word of faith right here. Romans chapter 4. Abraham was considered to be righteous before God because of his faith. Not because of his works, but because of his faith. So Romans chapter 4 verse 2 says, if Abraham was justified by his works, he would have reason to glory in what he did. Come on, but not before God, because the scripture says that Abraham instead believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned of God's grace, but of debt. Okay, now I need to hang there for a second. Okay, what does that mean? It means that if you're constantly focused on how you're going to do more, make more, be more, see more, do all that kind of stuff, you're stepping outside the realm of rest that God has for you. See, Abraham was considered to be righteous before God because God told him he was to be a great nation and to go to the place that God had set. So this is a quiet time. But God is speaking to your heart to position you for where He's going to tell you to go and what He's going to tell you to do. Now, it says here that if Abraham was able to work out things in his life, then he would have to have a debt paid to him. But if all that happened in his life was simply through the grace of God, then it would be something that God himself had done, and not where Abraham was owed the debt of even the work that he did. Come on, somebody needs to help me out here. Okay, so see, this is powerful. Because see, we think that God's going to give us things, or that we're going to receive things because of how hard we work. No, what you receive is based on his grace through faith. And that's what the scripture says. It says that God was pleased with Abraham because Abraham believed in the goodness of God. Abraham believed in the one who told him to go to another land. This is in Genesis chapter 12. Read this for yourself. This is the Abrahamic covenant. God spoke to Abraham and he said, go to this land that I will show you, right? And he says that your descendants will be like the stars of the sky and like grains of sand. There'll be so many of them. And I'm going to show you this land, Abraham, and will you believe me? And it was way beyond Abraham's comprehension. And listen, the promise that God has on your life is way beyond your comprehension. You cannot comprehend it. But we are, the people of God, are called to live in a realm of greater faith in who God is. Listen, you want the great promises that God has for you? You got to think big. You got to think like God, right? And if you can't think like God, you got to say, God, I can't think like you. I need help. I need help to think like you. And listen, then God's going to wash off you and he's going to increase you with his grace through faith. Then God will be pleased and you will see the outcome of the pleasure of God upon your life because you believed in the established covenant that God had upon you. See, God established covenant with the Israelites when he brought them to the base of Mount Sinai, or with the disciples when he called after Jesus said to them, go out to the upper room and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then I'm sending you forth. I'm sending you out. Come on, we're in the season of the send. It's getting ready to happen. Your promotion is the 1st through the 15th, but it's time now to take some moments and rinse off the work. Rinse off your mindset that you're here because you got yourself here. Come on, I just need to slap you upside the head. You are not here because of your hard work. You are here because God gave you his grace to produce what needed to be produced, and that your own hands cannot boast in what is taking place. It is through his grace by faith. So what's the key factor here? It's his grace by faith. See, I need you to repeat that for me. His grace by faith. Why are you where you're at and where you're going? His grace by faith. And listen, it's a good thing that it's about his grace and not about you. See, you can fail the plan, but his grace can't fail it. His grace won't fail it. And but his grace will come upon your life, and then he will fill you with faith, and the faith will please him, and then the outcome will come to pass. Good works will take place because of his grace by faith. Come on, I need to say that again. His grace by faith. You need to share this with a friend right now. They're working too hard. They're worried too much. They're full of anxiousness, depression, anxiety. They're saying, what's happening next? Because it's a slow time. We're in the waiting period. Remember when the Israelites waited at the base of Mount Sinai for Moses to come down, and they said, what happened to this man? See, even their eyes got small. They started to see that they were in this place because Moses had brought them there. God had brought them there. They were God's people. You're God's people, and he has brought you to this place, to this moment, to this time, to this season right now, to strip off you so he can raise you up into a time of promotion. Come on, high five me right now. Promotion is coming. And listen, we only have a couple more weeks of that. So the stripping has to take place so God can properly position you. Now listen, he's stripping individuals. He's stripping cities, states. He's stripping nations right now to build them up. Because what happens? The financial markets are going to start to increase in August. The kids go back to school in August. See, everything moves back up in August. People get off vacation and they get properly positioned by God for August, September, October, November. Things dip again in December around the Festival of Dedication, but then they increase and come back up again. You got to know the time, seasons, and cycles of God, and this is the only way that we can know it. We must rest in him. Rest in him. Come on, I know you want to work. You're thinking to yourself, it's really slow right now. Like, maybe I won't eat. Like what's happening? What's getting ready? Listen, slow down. It's where God wants you. I need to know in my own life, he has forced me to slow down. Okay. He's forced me to slow down. And I busted out there going to nations, and I love doing that. I love to live on the edge of faith with God. But this is even a time, and I know it every July on the calendar, God says, slow yourself down and pay attention, because I'm raising you up in my grace through faith. There is a realm of faith that God is calling us to listen to and hear and engage in. Listen, I have lots of teachings on this. If you go to my Spotify channel, Manifest His Presence, go back a couple months, and you're going to hear my husband and I ministering on the realm of faith. The realm of faith is different than the realm of the earth that we live in, but it has power to supersede what's taking place in the earth today. A realm of faith. And God says, I've seated with you in heavenly places. You're seated with me there. Can you rest there in that place while I work a few things out? I take care of a few things in your soul. I begin to take off the things that you cannot wear in August 1st through the 15th, when I raise you up in my power and in my strength. Come on, I'm preaching myself happy right now. You need to share this video with somebody, because it's not a faith work, it's a faith walk. Come on, it's not a faith work, it's a faith walk. And God says it's time to get in there and release your faith. So remember Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. Then I want you to read Romans chapter 4. Listen, you gotta understand, Abraham was credited with righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with God. Come on, I know you want to have that. And listen, the Israelites wanted to have that at the base of Mount Sinai, and they were children of the promise. But you know what? They decided not to live by faith when Moses stayed up too long on the mountain, but they decided to have small eyes like grasshoppers, and they went back to Egypt in their minds, and they took what they had and they made a molten calf and they worshiped it. Let us not look at just what we have and build it up to be something that it's not and bow down to it. See, God says, you're my people, and I've called you, anointed you, appointed you, and set apart. You're my royal priesthood and my holy nation. You've come into agreement with me. You went to the base of Mount Sinai in Exodus. You went up to the upper room in Acts chapter 2. I need you to be sent ones that can carry a message of faith and righteousness credited to those who believe. Come on, I'm trying to take you out of the matrix of the earth and get you into the revelation of heaven, which is where we're seated and where God has called us to be. If any of this is speaking to your heart, speaking to your spirit now, I want to know about it. Come on, I want you to reach out to my ministry. Go to info@candacesmitheman.com, or you can comment below. But listen, I want to help take you to these realms of ascension. See, because there you live in the realm of the established covenant. You will not waver in your faith when you know that all you have is by His grace, and by His grace comes an increase of faith in His goodness, in His greatness, in His beauty, in His love. That's what He wants you to know about Him. He sent Jesus so you would know His greatness, His goodness, and His love, and that He has not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you. He will take care of you, and you will live, and you will live to tell the story of how His grace through faith has made you who you are today. Come on, I'm getting excited. Oh my gosh, wow. Okay, so we've got Romans chapter 4. We've got Ephesians chapter 2. God is setting you up. He does not want you to work in your head thinking you're going to gain because you're working. He wants you to know that He's positioned you with opportunities, yes, or maybe He's removed those opportunities at this time. He's getting ready to bring them back, but He wants you to look at yourself so that you don't burn out. He wants you to know that it is Him that has given you all that you have, and He will continue to do that. Why? Because He's good. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, be buried and resurrected, to break the stronghold of sin, death, and the grave, that you might be set free and now live in a realm of faith. Faith isn't just a moment. Oh, I think I'll put on my faith today. No, it's a realm of living. It's an invitation that we have to come and live in a realm. And this realm is full. It's whole. It's complete. It's full of power and strength. It means you can run the race and not grow weary. That's Isaiah chapter 40. Listen, you need to run the race and not grow weary. And this is the only way to do it. So let me summarize. Your promotion is coming August 1st through the 15th. This is a testing time. From Zom Tammuz, which is the 17th of Tammuz, to the 9th of Av. In 2025, that is July 13th. Through August 3rd. Then this promotion is coming upon you. Take this time, sit with God, write down, journal, get in Ephesians chapter 2. Know what you were brought from, not because you worked, but because God had grace on you. And all he's trying to do is increase your faith that you might take the mountain of promotion that is coming before you August 1st through the 15th. It's a mighty mountain, and it's going to require you to live at the next levels of his grace and his faith like you never have before. In this year, this was a year of overwhelming grace. I prophesied that last year at head of the year in Tishri. We're going to come up on a new year here in just a couple of months. God is preparing us for that. He's promoting us. He's going to start rebuilding your temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's going to properly position you for the hope and future that he has for you. And so this is a good time. All right, share this with a friend. Someone needs to hear this. Now listen, if you have never joined my Ascend classes, the next one is Thursday, July 17th. I'd love for you to come and join me. It's free, free. F-R-E-E. You don't have to pay for anything. You just need a Zoom link. We will not issue the link unless you register. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com or hit the bit.ly links below. Once you register, we're going to send you a Zoom link. You can come on. We have fivefold ministry leaders from all over the world that come on the line at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to share with you a word from the Hebrew calendar. I'm going to teach you a key on ascension. We're going to get a chance to talk and communicate together. Now, maybe you're watching this and you're thinking, Candace, I want to get to those levels of faith right where you're calling me to be, live in those realms of faith. Then join our Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute. Let's get you trained. Let's get you through some soul healing. Let's get you trained with some tools that God can send you out, that you can be somebody that can train others. Come on. This isn't just about receiving everything for yourself, but some of you need a healing, and this is that opportunity. Get your healing today through our Dream Mentors program. We have our Soul Transformation class. Come on. This class is going to change your life. Listen, I've had apostolic leaders all over the world take this class, and they were like, how come nobody told me? Now, these are apostolic leaders. Come on. See, there is revelation in this teaching, in Soul Transformation and in Dream Mentors 101. We've got four classes. Let us credential you. You become a part of our network. We're going to help you take the message of the gospel around the world. We're a nations ministry. We're called to nations. There's people in all nations that come to us for lots of different reasons. I want to equip you. My husband wants to equip you. The family of Dream Mentors coaches want to equip you. Go to dreammentors.org, get signed up today, and we will help you get a coach and go through our program. It's really exciting. The last thing I want to say is, if you do not yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you need to get that, because I will walk you day by day through what's happening on the Hebrew calendar every single year. It's a book that goes year after year. And right now we are in a tumultuous time. You would know that if you had my book. You would be reading what's happening today and what is getting ready to come. You'll read what just happened, and you'll be able to prophesy as you hear the word of God. You'll be able to know for sure that you've heard him, because listen, God reveals himself to us every single month on the Hebrew calendar. This is the great thing about 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar, is he's trying to tell us who he is every month. See, he knows that our minds forget. This is why I always Jesus tells us to remember, remember. And so he has to tell us who he is every single month. And he reveals a new facet of himself. It's like he's a diamond. And when you shift him, there's a new facet for your every need. So every month, 12 months out of the year, except for every 7 years, there's a 13th month. You'll learn that in the book. But he reveals a new facet of his grace and his mercy and his love and his justice, his character. His character is revealed every single month. And this month, his character says, I am worthy. Worship me and serve me only. Come on. Next month, he says that he is our comforter, God our comforter. You would not know that unless you know what the month means, what the month of Av means. It's Menachem Av. It's God our comforter. He's comforting them. There's been great calamity, and he's positioning them for a promise. And then in the month of Elul, the king comes in the field, right? And then we step into Tishri, and in Elul, he rebuilds the temple. Come on, you will know these things if you get a copy of my book. If you're in the United States, go to CandiceSmitherman.com, grab a copy of the book. There's MP3 files you can also order that go with it too as well. We want to bless you, and we want to get you on that right path with God. There's a prophetic revelation of the Hebrew calendar that will change how you prophesy in the earth today. As you hear a message from God, or if you're prophesying to individuals, it is good to know the times and seasons that you're prophesying in. This book has that. All right, listen, you're blessed and highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You will lend to many. You will borrow from none. You are living under his grace by faith. Share this with a friend today. And I'm praying for you here in the month of Tammuz. God is walking you through. He's carrying you to promotion August 1st through the 15th. All right. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you on the Ascend calls, and I'll see you next week on the Weekly Word. Be blessed.